News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Earlier this week, a royal wedding-themed event was cancelled at a Donegal hotel after an online uproar and allegations of bully boy tactics by Republicans. If that was the sentiment in the north, in the north of the country, find out how the public was really feeling. We sent our reporter down south to Cork. So, will the rebels be tuned into the royals on Saturday? Our own Richard Chambers found out.
A massive 1.3 million Irish people were tuned in for the last royal wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton. But is there the same enthusiasm this time? If you're looking to find out how interested the people of Ireland are in this Saturday's event across the water, well, what better place to do it than here, the English Market in Cork. It's long been the centre of the buzz in Cork City, and of course it welcomed Queen Elizabeth when she visited Ireland back in 2011. The traders here around me setting out their stalls for the morning are generally supportive, although they might have other priorities on the day.
Of course I'm going to be watching it.
Will you?
Why wouldn't I? Of course, have a look at a nice decent board for once in our life. And then you make a comparison with the bedroom then that night. What he has in bed and what you have in bed. Right? And I suppose we'd be kind of disappointed.
Would you?
Should we probably will?
What do you make about the debate about it? I mean, some people saying that we shouldn't be watching it. I mean, what do you think?
Look, that day is gone. What, do you want to go back to Northern Ireland killing each other again? Not a hope. Forget about it. And I hope it's a very good day for him. I hope we've loads of children.
It'll be work good.
Yeah, better things to be doing.
Yeah, I won't be looking at it anyway. So look, it's in a foreign country. That's their own business.
No, definitely not. I'll be watching the FA Cup final. Big Chelsea fan, yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. So you wouldn't be tempted to even flick over at some point, maybe at half-time, to see how things are getting
maybe
on?
Maybe a sneaky look, yeah, but it would be... Probably the ads on toothpaste will be as interesting to me.
That's a good point.
It's only a bit of fun. I mean, the FA Cup final is an English football event. The Royal Wedding is an English event, but, I mean, it's the FA Cup final for women, isn't it? And whether they're Irish or English... They want to see the fashion and the occasion. Yeah, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I have no interest in the driveway. Yeah.
Would you watch the football instead?
I would, yeah. I think it's up to themselves. You know, I find it that if you want to watch it. There'd be a lot of Irish people watching as well, actually, you know. It'd be my kind of thing.
You wouldn't be into, you'd be watching the fashion, no?
I thought he's smart.
When the Queen came over here, she was fantastic. We had a great day. And for weeks after, we had great business. I wish to God that Will and the young one would come on.
And a lot of their customers were looking forward to a Saturday in front of the telly.
I will definitely, yeah. I think fashion mostly, yeah. I like the royal family, I follow them, like what's happening. And I think her father isn't coming to it now, I heard on the news.
Yeah.
All the nice young royals now growing up there.
Bit of eye candy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
No interest whatsoever, man.
No. Were you watching the soccer instead?
Yeah,
I probably will. It's fashion, curiosity, I suppose. Just read magazines and things as well. I kind of followed mom in life really.
Yeah.
Very much this time, no, because everyone seems to say, oh, I'm going to look at it. And,
yeah.
You know, so I will, I'll be watching. I don't know, do people, they just watch it, they don't think anything else, but it's just a wedding and that's it, I suppose, really. Better than so.
But no trip to the English Market would be complete without a visit to O'Connell's Fishmongers and Pat O'Connell, whose photo sharing a joke with the Queen 7 years ago became one of the iconic images of that trip. And he showed that he's still quite in touch with his royal side.
I have other things to do on a Saturday, like sell fish.
Yeah. I thought you'd have gotten the call up yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed, but sure, what the hell. Yeah, sure, it was an incredible day for Cork. It was an incredible day for Ireland, really. And sure, look, you know, I mean, people say they're not interested, but, like, you look at the number of people that are going to watch that at the weekend, and it'll be just amazing. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a showpiece for the British monarchy, and people obviously buy into it, and they're interested in it. And, you know, I mean, they seem like a lovely couple, and I suppose... Like any couple embarking on a lifetime together, you'd wish them nothing but the best.
What would you recommend if they were putting together a meal now? You know, what have you anything now that should...
Well, I suppose we'd start anyway with the wild Irish prawns. You might have a little bit of smoked salmon then, and then we'd move on to something like Dover sole. Yeah. How bad?
It's fit for a king.
But that, is actually the menu, Richard.
There you go.
Now, that report was from Richard Chambers. The old mother-in-law, the old granny-in-law, she went down a bomb down there, didn't she?
She did.
They loved her down there. There was a debate here as well on News Talk Breakfast last year, if I recall correctly. My memory banks are starting to work again since you fixed them for me. And that was that somebody was complaining down there, starting the campaign to get rid of all the English names on streets around Cork, because Cork tends to be very English, doesn't it?
Well, does it? I don't know. Rebel County.
Okay,
we got lots of text coming in this poll.
Yeah. Craig has been on. There are still a lot of Anglo-Irish people in the border counties, and in brackets here, and Leitrim, whatever that means. So it's no wonder there is interest in the royal wedding. Indeed, Craig, you're absolutely right. And Niall in Dublin says, the British royal family generate billions in tourism revenue for the UK. As for the questions about RTE showing the wedding, a lot of Irish people will watch it. So why not cash in and get some advertising cash in? Excellent. I suspect that most will watch the BBC as they know how to do a royal event.
They certainly do.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.